Over the last 10 years, we've seen the trend towards designing for the cleaning of stormwater gather pace. Every time it rains in the city, the hard surfaces of roads and pavements become runways for toxic chemicals that flushed through the stormwater, polluting our rivers and waterways. The ecosystems in our significant coastal places like Port Phillip Bay and Sydney Harbour are straining under the pressure of this toxic weight. 20 years ago, city water managers weren't even thinking about cleaning urban stormwater. About 10 years later, they began placing wetlands on the outer fringe of cities like Melbourne. Since then, the rain garden concept has developed in leaps and bounds. In this election campaign, we're seeing funding announcements for major water projects which filter stormwater in our key urban parks and gardens. The public will see small areas of coastal grasses and plants on the surfaces, and the water storage will be in tanks underground. So the design challenge is to catch and clean the water running through the veins of our cities and put it to good use. Well, the Victorian company Biofilter believe they have cracked it with a new product to clean our stormwater. The Biofilter is a compact biological filtration system designed to filter stormwater in city parks and gardens and store it for later use. It's a compact modular system. Imagine something like milk crates filled with plants that get set in the ground. It's a bit like laying a cricket pitch. Alexandra de Blas takes up the story from Melbourne.
The fog hung low over the greenhouses at Australian Ecosystems as the crowd gathered. Less than an hour southeast of Melbourne, this, the largest native nursery in Australia, has produced up to 500 species of plants and 25 million trees since it started just 12 years ago to meet the need for native wetlands around the city's urban fringe. Wetlands can clean stormwater, but they can't store it, and they take up too much space to be practical in the inner city where they're sorely needed. So on this day, Biofilter launched a compact modular system that collects and treats stormwater to a standard high enough to water the veggies in your urban food garden. Biofilter the company is a partnership between international engineering firm Cardno and Australian Ecosystems, and their product draws on research by Monash University's biofiltration facility. General Peter Cosgrove is a director on Cardno's board.
Urban areas for a growing Australia will always be the centre of gravity of our population. Our climate will always be a challenge for us. By coping with the reality of occasional very heavy inundations through downpours, we say, well, let's capture that precious water. So we're talking in developed areas where there is an infrastructure. The runoff of the rain is not something that can be allowed to just enter the waterways, so it has to be treated. We're going to do more. We're going to treat it and then return it in a useful way back into the developed environment.
You gotta make it rain, make it rain, yeah.
In the last few years, the drought and its associated water restrictions has led to the browning of Melbourne's famous green gardens. And this is driving efforts to expand stormwater harvesting. The City of Melbourne is leading the way, and Ralph Fleiderer is the city's water-sensitive urban design coordinator.
20 years ago, nobody was thinking in this area. 10 years ago, we started to think wetlands on the outer fringe of Melbourne. Since that time, certainly in terms of the bioretention, the rain garden term has really developed in leaps and bounds, and again today in terms of the biofilter, it's another step in that evolution. It's a bit of a challenge for councils and designers all keeping track of that and how do we maintain these ever-changing emerging systems. But working with the industry, I think we're getting there.
A rain garden can look like a regular garden, except beneath the plants are layers of sandy soil. Rain gardens filter and slow the rate of water runoff before it flows into stormwater drains and onto rivers, creeks and bays. You can see rain gardens popping up in city streets, around new developments, parks and schools, where they filter out chemicals, nutrients and sediment that builds up on city roads, car parks and roofs. A problem for traditional rain gardens is the time it takes for young plants to adjust to their harsh new environment. Maintenance can be costly. But the biofilter is designed to avoid this problem. Its modular growing system is a world first and enables the plants to be hardened in the nursery before being dropped into their site like an instant lawn. We're here at the biofilter test site. I'm with Mark Noyce, who's the water manager with Cardno, and Brendan Condon, the director of Australian Ecosystems. Mark, tell me what we've got here. I can see a few big pits with lots of greenery in them. What's going on?
We've got three different rain gardens, which in the industry language is a bioretention system, which are designed to treat stormwater using a natural vegetated sand filter.
Well, let's walk up and have a look. So, Brendan, you're the plant man here. You've got a lot of grasses and some bulrushes and things. Why this type of vegetation?
Because these are plants that have evolved to grow in sand, and the latest science is showing us that the best type of filters for these rain garden systems is actually triple wash sand. That's a bit of a challenge horticulturally to get plants growing in that sort of an environment. So what we've selected is a number of plants that have actually adapted to live in deep sand environments, and they've got really nice deep roots that go down and they're able to access water and organic matter in deep sand drifts. And as a result, they've got extensive root systems, which is really important from a rain garden point of view, because as the polluted stormwater it goes through the filter, those roots provide a substrate or a lattice for beneficial bugs and microbes to live on. And as the polluted water makes contact with those bugs, they're an engine house of treating the pollution. So they grab the available phosphorus and nitrogen and they use it. The sand also traps heavy metals. So these systems are really powerful filters to deal with polluted stormwaters and take out some of the toxicants and pollutants. The thing we're doing here that's a little bit innovative is that we're pre-growing the top section of the rain garden and fully establishing that at the nursery in a controlled environment. And as a result, we're able to take plants out that are fully established and really robust, and they're able to deal with heat waves, they're able to deal with extended dry periods, and they're also able to deal with quite intense rain events. And that's what we're getting with climate change. Climate change is now changing rainfall patterns right across southern Australia. The science is pretty conclusive now. We're seeing a real shift in rainfall. We're seeing less rain but more intense events. And that throws up a real challenge to protecting waterways but also securing our water future.
In a water catchment of 40 hectares, the City of Melbourne estimates that the biofilter system will cost less than 75% of a traditional rain garden approach to deal with the same amount of water. This could save close to $3 million. The maintenance costs would also be lower. While a traditional rain garden system would cover many small sites, possibly up to 150, the biofilter would cover one site only, costing 10 times less in annual maintenance. Water storage has other benefits too. Mark Noyce.
The science developed by Monash Uni and Melbourne Water indicates that these rain gardens will release the pollutant that they've trapped if they dry out for more than 2 weeks at a time. That's science undertaken through a $4 million grant over a number of years. So the biofilter system here aims to recharge the plants on a regular basis in between rainfall events to maintain that healthy microbiology so that it doesn't release nutrients and toxicants as current rain gardens will do.
But when you've got, say, for example, a heritage garden, how difficult will it be to trap the water initially, store it, feed it into the biofilter?
We've currently designed a system for a major heritage garden and park in Melbourne where we've actually tapped into an underground stormwater pipe that's made by brick, laid by hand, probably during the Great Depression. And for the best part of 100 years, when we get a storm event, that massive pulse of stormwater has been going through that underground system. And we've now developed a biofilter that actually plumbs into and taps into that. In a rain event, that will engage with the biofilter system, and the polluted stormwater will go through a gross pollutant trap, which will pull out the large pollutants and a lot of the sediment. It'll then go into a storage tank, and then from there, that water is then pumped through a biofilter and treated. In terms of the spatial footprint, it's around 30 times smaller than a wetland that would do the equivalent job, and it's around 10 times smaller than a conventional rain garden. And these things can be designed so that they're really quite beautiful interactive landscape features. There's beautiful colours and textures with the plants. They're built so that they've got granitic sand pathways or footpaths or seating going through them. They're quite experiential and you can actually interact with them. And we've designed out the tripping hazards and the occupational health and safety issues, and they can really add value to a precinct. And the other thing is they store that water, and that water's then a resource which is able to be used in big dry spells and heat waves to actually irrigate that living landscape and keep trees alive and landscapes alive. So it's a really important thing, and that's one of the things we've seen in Melbourne since we've had diminishing rainfall, is a lot of our parks are dying, big old 100-year-old trees that are turning up their toes, and it's quite a depressing thing, really. It has a big impact on people's mental health and on our optimism and our attractiveness as a tourist destination. So these are really, really important things. And these parks are also important parts of the way a city can actually cool itself and regulate its temperature. Biofilter enables us to capture stormwater, which has historically been seen as a problem that we need to pump or pipe away, and turn that into a very usable resource, and then allow us to store large volumes of stormwater across urban environments and then use that as part of climate adaptation. So we can then use that water strategically during heat waves to pump into living landscapes and to charge plants and vegetation with water so that those plants survive through those hot spells, but also so those plants can then engage in evapotranspiration. And that's a real factor in helping to drop temperatures during heat waves and also to combat urban heat island effect. Secondly, they can be used to irrigate these landscapes over big dry spells and help plants survive through the heat of summer. And thirdly, we've gone a bit high tech with this, we're able to use these systems as a network and remote control them so that in anticipation of a rain event, we can actually send a signal to the network of biofilters and they can actually start a controlled release of their cleansed stormwater and release that back to receiving waters, to streams and rivers, or they can pump it out and use that across landscapes, and they can free up their storage capacity so they're ready to receive the next big pulse of polluted stormwater. So we can use these things in very intelligent ways to help cool cities and future-proof our water supply.
Brendan Condon, Managing Director of Biofilter Stormwater Solutions. Biofilter hopes to deliver 10 precinct-scale stormwater projects in Melbourne over the next 12 months. And you can find a link to the Biofilter website on our site, abc.net.au/rn/bydesign. Alexandra de Blas produced that report. Coming up soon on By Design, building your own with a flat pack house.